My, what a blessing by faith. What a tremendous blessing that we have experienced. Let me read the verse one more time in your hearing. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 17. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. He received the promises, and yet he was offering his one and only son, the one to whom it had been said, "Your offspring will be traced through Isaac." He considered God to be able even to raise someone from the dead. Therefore, he received him back, figuratively speaking, an awkward offering. Father, we thank you again for this opportunity to share a message to your people. Father, we don't take it for granted that we are still able to have us some church. And Father, for that, we give you glory, praise, and honor. Now, Father, I pray that you would clear up all the distractions, remove any hindrances. I pray that technology would continue to work. And Father, I pray that your word would go forth with power, conviction, and authority. We humbly ask it all in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. An awkward offering. Here's the big idea for today's message. By faith, we offer. By faith, we offer. There is an awkward tension in the text, connected to the awkward test placed upon Abraham. Tension. Test. How does one offer up what has been clearly sent down? Abraham's monogenes, his one and only, his uniquely given son, is now being required as a sacrifice. See, this narrative in Hebrews 11 is extracted from the narrative of Genesis 22. Let me read a few verses of Genesis 22. It says in verse 1, "After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, 'Abraham, here I am,' he responded. 'Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about.' So Abraham got up early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took with him two of his young men and his son Isaac. He split wood for a burnt offering and set out to go to the place God had told him about." Take. Go. Sacrifice. You see, beloved, God's instructions rarely come with explanations. However, understanding is eventually revealed in the fullness of time through our obedience. It's about obedience. Oh, God, obedience, beloved. There are some lessons that I never learned because I failed to obey the awkward offering. What was being required to be offered up was too great a sacrifice. So rather than receive my breakthrough, I experienced delay. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but you've had issues with obedience. And rather than walk in the breakthrough or the blessing that God has for your life, you have been experiencing delays. Y'all, I'm preaching already. You see, awkward offerings make the average believer too uncomfortable. Oh, I said, let me say it one more time. Awkward offerings make the average believer too uncomfortable. It's awkward. It's just awkward. See, God said, give me your marriage and I'll make it what you've always longed for, awkward. God said, give me your emotional and mental health and I will ensure wholeness and healing, awkward. God said, give me your finances and I'll give you fiscal stability and financial fruitfulness, awkward. Somebody type awkward in the comments section. Awkward offerings make the average believer too uncomfortable. Too uncomfortable. But not Abraham. Oh God, not Abraham. The father of the faith approached this test, according to our motto text, by faith. Oh God, I'm back in Hebrews. Abraham helps us to see what a godly worldview looks like. Here it is. To see your whole life experience through the lens of faith. Oh, let me say that one more time. To see your whole life experience through the lens of faith. That's a godly worldview. Trusting God and His word for every move, every step towards your destiny. The text says in Hebrews 11:17, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. How does one offer up what has been clearly sent down? Whew, help me, Holy Spirit. Beloved, here is the first movement of our message for today. Here it is. Abraham responded in total obedience. Get that down. Write that down, beloved. Abraham responded in total obedience. Abraham responded in total obedience. Abraham, in this awkward offering, never wavered. He responded in total obedience. From the instructions in verse 2 of Genesis 22 to the raising of his knife in verse 9, Abraham responded in total obedience. Look at verse 9, Genesis 22. Flip back with me if you will. It says in verse 9, when they arrived at the place that God had told him about, Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood. He bound his son Isaac and placed him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out and took the knife to slaughter his son. This was Abraham's son and seed. The one, according to the text, whom it had been said, your offspring will be traced through Isaac. Oh God. And yet we see Abraham, knife raised, prepared to sacrifice. Here's the first sub point within the first movement. Stay with me. Stay with me. Here it is. Faith is developed in awkward moments. Oh, please get that down, beloved. I'm trying to help somebody up in here. Faith is developed in awkward moments. See, our determination to remain in control, to be in charge, at least in our own minds, has kept our faith from developing. Oh, God, obeying God's word rarely feels right. Oh God, I said it, you missed it. Let me say it again. Obeying God's word rarely feels right. That's because faith and feelings are rarely in agreement. But if we would just let our faith take over, come on in here, Lord, we'll discover blessings that our feelings would never have produced. Oh, child of God, you're focusing on your feelings. You're focusing on the discomfort of the awkward offering, and you're missing out because you're not developing your faith. Oh, help me, Lord. During an especially difficult time in the work of the China missionary called Hudson Taylor, he wrote a letter to his wife during his most difficult time. Here's an excerpt from that letter. He said, "We have 25 cents and all the promises of God." He said, "We have 25 cents and all the promises of God." Oh, God, I need you to catch that. Taylor saw what he had while seeing beyond what he saw. Oh, God, I wish I was in the sanctuary. Taylor saw what he had while seeing beyond what he saw. And as awkward as only having 25 cents may have been, he pressed on to embrace the promises of God, which were unending. Do I have a witness up in here, child of God? It's time for the faith in your life that pushes you into awkward moments. Go ahead and see beyond what you see. Oh, God, you got to take that first step. You got to take that first step towards that God has called you, woo, to do. Yeah, faith is developed. It's developed in awkward moments. Here's the second subpoint within the first movement. Faith is manifested in awkward moments. Oh, faith is developed. Oh, but then secondly, faith is manifested. I like that word. In awkward moments. Abraham's faith had to grow up and show up with this test from God. Let me say it one more time. Abraham's faith had to grow up and show up with this test from God. There is an awkward tension in the text connected to the awkward test that has been placed upon Abraham. Y'all, I'm feeling this all day long. Tension. Test. See, the promises recorded in verse 17, the B clause, which were to be fulfilled through Isaac, were also being placed upon that altar. Let me say that one more time. The promises, according to verse 17, the B clause, which were also to be fulfilled through Isaac, were being placed upon that altar as well. Beloved, Abraham had to grow and show that he fully trusted God. Can't you see that? Can't you see his faith manifesting in the story? Can't you see him growing with every step towards Mount Moriah? If we go back in Genesis chapter 22, we can see Abraham's faith being manifested. Verse 4 of Genesis 22, back in Genesis. It says, "On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Then Abraham said to his young men, 'Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there to worship. Then we'll come back to you.'" Woo! "Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac. In his hand, he took the fire and the knife, and the two of them walked on together. Then Isaac spoke to his father Abraham and said, 'My father.' And he replied, 'Here I am, my son. Isaac said, the fire and the wood are here. Woo! But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Verse 8, Abraham answered, God himself will provide. Oh my God, I'm trying to get through the verse. Let me try it one more time. Abraham answered, God himself will provide. Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. Then the two of them walked on together. Abraham responded in total obedience. Faith is developed in awkward moments. Faith is manifested in awkward moments. Abraham is modeling what it looks like to hope for what is not seen. If you ever needed an ocular demonstration of faith manifested, look to Abraham. Abraham was declaring, oh God, I don't know how, but I know who. Come on, church folk. I know that my son and I will go up to worship. And I know that my son and I will return. I don't know how, but I know who. I know that God will provide a lamb for the offering. I don't know how, but I do know who. Church folk, it's time we pressed into a level of living that surrenders and submits to the Lord an offering that is awkward unto him. Oh, I need a witness up in here. I need y'all to praise God in the comments section. I need you to do a dance around your living room. I need you to declare, I'm ready to press through to awkward moments. I'm ready for my faith to be developed and manifested as I obey what the Lord has called me to do. Oh, God, give God some praise right there, beloved. Come on, come on, give him some praise. Oh, see, I've discovered that God gives us moments to manifest our faith. And we must press into those moments. We must be led by our faith in these moments. It was St. Augustine who puts it this way. He said, faith is to believe what we do not see. And the reward of this faith is to see what we believe. Oh, I think you missed it. I'm going to say it one more time. Faith is to believe what we do not see. And the reward of this faith is to see what we believe. Abraham responded in total obedience. Faith is developed in awkward moments. Faith is manifested in awkward moments, but the text is moving, y'all. I ain't gonna hold you much longer. Come on, you're at home already. Stay with your boy. Amen. Verse 19 again. He considered God to be able even to raise someone from the dead. Therefore, he received him back, figuratively speaking. My God, today, Abraham responded in total obedience. Second and finally, Abraham contemplated the one who made the promise. Oh, please get that down, beloved. Abraham contemplated the one who made the promise. Abraham contemplated the one who made the promise. He contemplated. He considered. He reasoned. Since God is instructing me to sacrifice my seed, Abraham is thinking, then God will reveal to me another side of his power. Oh, come on, beloved, let's go. That's strong. This is what we discover is happening as Abraham contemplated the one who gave him the promise. See, Abraham wasn't faking the funk, y'all. He wasn't putting on a show. He wasn't pretending or just going through the sacrificial motions. Oh, God. He was prepared to do exactly what God instructed him to do. Here's the first subpoint under the second movement. Here it is. Faith will move you. Oh, please get that down, beloved. It's time for somebody to move up in here. Faith will move you. Abraham contemplated, says the text. In that moment, you see, from the initial command to take, go, sacrifice, to the raising of the knife, Abraham reasoned. Oh, God, watch this, beloved. While your faith is processing, woo, keep moving. That's a word for somebody on this line today. While your faith is processing, keep moving. While your faith is contemplating, keep moving. While your faith is considering all the options, keep moving. We have a book club at Greater Bethlehem Baptist Church. PB's book club. We're having a great time. Wonderful people reading this first book with me. The book we're reading now is by Andy Stanley. It is entitled Better Choices, Fewer Regrets. Here's a commercial plug. If you want to be in on this book club, come on. We're only on chapter 2 or 3. Come on, get in where you fit in. It is a phenomenal book that will change your life. But in this book, Andy Stanley tells about his grandfather's favorite quote about God. It's perfect for this message. This is what George Washington Stanley, his grandfather, communicated to him about his God. Here it is. Want to hear it? Here it go. He says, obey God and leave all the consequences to him. If God tells you to run your head through a brick wall, start running and trust God to make a hole. Whoa, I need a witness up in here. Obey God, leave all the consequences to him. If he tells you to run your head through a brick wall, start running and trust God to make a hole. Metaphorically speaking, Abraham was running his head through a brick wall. He was contemplating while moving. He knew that God would show up. He knew that God would make a way, and his movement matched his faith in God. Do I have a witness up in here? Oh, child of God, I'm trying not to shout myself in my own living room, but it's understandable that you're contemplating, but don't you stop moving. It's understandable that you're frustrated, but don't you stop moving. The old folks have a saying, while you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. Do I have a witness up in here? Woo, somebody, under the sound of my voice. You've been holding back. You're not moving. You've allowed your contemplation to make you immovable. Child of God, I'm here to encourage you. Move. Let God be God and you be his child. He'll make a way out of no way. Your faith will move you. I'm finished. I'm trying to wrap this up, man. I'm trying to wrap this up. But I got one last subpoint under the second movement. Here it is. Not only will faith move you, but second and finally, faith will remind you. Ah, please get that down. Faith will remind you. Abraham is contemplating the one who made the promise. And then his faith reminds him. Look again at verse 19 of Hebrews 11. He considered God to be able even to raise someone from the dead. Therefore, he received him back, figuratively speaking. Abraham's faith reminded him that even if Isaac was sacrificed, God could resurrect him. Oh, God, y'all, that's the kind of faith that Abraham models before us. If Isaac is sacrificed, God is able to resurrect him. See, this is how he could speak with confidence. The boy and I will go up to worship, and the boy and I will return. Isaac would either be saved prior to the sacrifice, or he would be resurrected thereafter. Faith will remind you. Woo! You see, Abraham knew that God made the promises, not him. So the pressure to fulfill was not on Abraham. This was not Abraham's responsibility. The pressure to obey was on Abraham, but the promise to fulfill was on the Lord God Almighty. And in obeying, his faith reminded him that God is able. Oh, how many of you know God is able? God is able to do just what he said he could do. God is able to take a lifeless situation and breathe life back into it again. God is able to take deadness in the atmosphere of your house and resurrect it into life. God is able to give you purpose that you never thought of. How? Because my faith reminded me that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Faith reminded me that God will never leave me nor forsake me. Do I have a witness up in here? Come on and give God some praise. Come on and bless him right where you are. Come on, Father, we thank you so much for your goodness toward us. Thank you, Lord God, that even awkward offerings have a purpose for our lives. So, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that we would respond in obedience. I pray, Lord God, that we would contemplate the one who made the promise, which is you. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that our faith would be developed, manifested, cause us to move and to remind us. Father, help every person under the sound of my voice to walk in faith, not by sight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Come on, right where you are. Come on, bless the Lord. Come on, bless the Lord, beloved. Come on. God is too good. He's too good. Come on, bless him. Oh, with everything that you have, give him glory right where you are. Oh, Lord, we love you. Oh, yes.